Brewskis.
Cheers, man.
So, sucks, man.
Yeah, dude. It's sadly long time coming, dude.
A lot of drugs?
A lot of drugs. He was on heroin, he was on coke, he was on everything.
Jesus.
He said he was clean for a while. STP literally bailed on him because he couldn't kick it. They said, we'll join. You can join us once you kick the drugs. That didn't happen for the longest time. And then they started a side project, the guys from GNR, Guns N' Roses. They started Velvet Revolver. And even before that got off the ground, they're like, well, we know you have drug issues. We've had drug issues before. We want you clean if you're going to join the band.
Rightly so.
Yeah. Right. And they went through shit. I mean, Guns N' Roses. And so he finally got clean, and then he joined Velvet Revolver.
Oh, and I like that band.
Velvet Revolver was really good, dude. So that first album was great. The second one was not bad. I saw them live twice. I saw a reincarnation of Alice in Chains with their new lead singer. That was a great show. And then after those two albums, he got kind of like prima donna-ish and left the band and went back to STP. STP took him, and then I had seen them once they got together. This was at the Hollywood Bowl. And the first three songs, he was fucked up, belligerent. He was fucking up his lyrics.
No way.
It was sad.
Damn.
By the fourth song, his high mellowed a bit, and he was able to get through the songs. But I big high school fan.
Yeah, I remember.
My high school
you love
bands
this guy.
Were these guys, Alice, Soundgarden, even Nirvana, but probably these guys, STP and Chris Cornell, Soundgarden, were like my top bands. And even Blaine Staley, Alice in Chains, like top band. But sad. Again, long time coming, and it's sad, but he passed away, dude.
So I heard that, yeah, they found like a fucking lot of drugs by his bedside and shit.
Yeah.
Like cocaine and shit like that.
Yeah, and his tour bus, dude, so.
Overdosed,
apparently, the guys in his new band were doing coke or got found with coke. Toxicology reports, though, have not come in yet, though, so even though they were found, they don't know if that's the exact reason. I'm pretty sure it was because even he looked beat up. He looked bad. He sounded bad when he was on Kevin and Bean, like, you know, in the morning show. Like,
yeah.
You can tell, like, he was just... Again, long time coming. Sad, but didn't surprise me. So,
Rockstar, man.
Yeah, man. Welcome to another episode of the Comic
Syndicate,
right. Man.
We give you guys fucking downers.
I know, right? Let's start off with bummer news, man. How you doing today, homie?
It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. So it's good. Today's usually my hardest day because I have the worst fucking classes all day.
Nice, okay.
But they weren't so bad today. As my basketball team, I'm like, I don't know what to do with these guys.
Yeah, how's that going,
Jesus.
By the way?
You know, basketball is fucking tough, dude.
Yeah,
it is. To coach. Yeah. I thought it'd be like volleyball. Okay, you guys just stand there and hit the ball.
No, not at all,
how
dude.
How come we don't do plays? Same fucking thing, bro.
Nah, that's funny.
How about you make a goddamn basket?
Awesome.
Huh? You're a fucking center. Use the goddamn backboard.
Yeah, they're like 2 feet tall.
So we have a big kid, right?
Yeah.
And he knows he's big.
So
he thinks he doesn't have to run and shit like that. I'm like, you fuck. I don't give a... I don't care if we fucking lose every game. You will sit on the bench.
That's funny.
And you will warm me all the fucking towels. I don't care. You need to run. Fuck you, coach. All right.
I like how the kids back talk you, though, dude.
I'm trying to get rid of it, man. I'm like, you son. How about you make a shot, coach? I'm not the one playing.
How about you make a shot, coach?
It's sad because I'll be like,
give me that volleyball. I'll show you. It's a basketball, coach.
I missed, dude. I'm like, you want to do this and this and this? And you shoot, and I fucking airball it, right? I'm like,
dope, dude.
You don't want to do that in the game. But anyways, I was. Oh, actually, Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, Saturday.
That was... Okay, go ahead.
We were supposed to go to... Margo's brother hooked us up with a tour of Blizzard.
As
World of Warcraft, yes. All those games. That's really hard to get into. They're in Irvine. They're down over there on Sand Canyon, Alton.
Okay.
And I go, we need to get there. We're going there. And we get a fucking flat, dude. Like, on the freeway.
Oh, fuck! Where was it at? I saw a Facebook post or something.
Yeah, it was right on the 405, and I took the wrong off-ramp, too. Uh-huh. Made it worse, right?
Oh, jeez, okay.
So I go north, get off on Fairview to get back on the 405.
I saw your lady's post.
Yeah, dude.
It was funny. Can I interrupt real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
She put a picture, she's like... So then the guy gets out of his car.
Yeah, I'll tell you that right
and
now.
And he goes, and you know, this was her response. It's like, so then he says, it doesn't look like your tire's flat. She's like, hey, stupid. It's the other tire.
You fucking tripped over it, asshole. So we go, and she's crying.
Oh, yeah.
She loves Boulder Club. This is like, she wanted to go to this.
Yeah, this is her con.
Her fucking con. So we call the guy, hey, we got a flat. We're not trying to fuck you over, you know. So... again, we get the tow truck guy, real goofy motherfucker.
Okay.
You know, oh, hey, what's going on, guys? How do you think we feel, motherfucker? We're only on the side of the road. The tires look too flat to me. Yeah. That's because it's the back tire. It's the other front tire. So anyways, Sunday, we rescheduled and we went Sunday. And it was pretty cool. Like, we went inside the building, we saw the corporate desk and the head honcho's off. I don't even know why he let us in. He let us in the fucking homeboy's office, right?
Why?
Oh, nothing's locked, like, inside.
Oh, I get you. Okay.
And there's a security guard, and I felt bad. I go, man, you got a good post. And he's like, yeah, fuck security. But it was cool. It was cool.
That was Saturday, right?
Sunday. So I missed a lot of games.
Ooh.
Going to this thing. It was like a 2-hour walk. All
right. Well, we got some. Since you were talking about kids, we got a little bit of Twitter shout-outs, and then I'll go into what I did. But we got a Mr. Big Geek hit us up yesterday. He's like, sup, dudes? You guys recording tonight? If so, please have Adam at Mem the Beaner tell me more of his work stories. I really can't get enough of that shit. Don't get me wrong. I love kids. I'm a pappy myself. But just picturing this dude talking shit to kids. I know he really doesn't. Well, at least not out loud. Okay, actually, he really does. He's really boss from fucking Southern Bastards. This is fucking hilarious. Plus, want to hear your thoughts on the new Daredevil and the other titles last week.
Nice.
And keep hitting us up with the weird shit going on in the news, Joe. People are stupid, and I like hearing about it. Just basically keep doing what you do. I'm loving it week in, week out. Oh, and one more thing. Dolphins win now when Joe picks them, so please keep picking them, bro.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm a Dolphin fan, and yeah, I know they fucking suck. They can't even spell offense, and it's fucking embarrassing. No more Dolphins picks for you at Mem the Beaner. You got us two losses in a row until you guys reverse the
Dolphins.
Well, I guess we'll go through that, dude. So that was a cool shout out, dude. I thought it was fucking worth talking about. So thanks a lot, Mr. Oyeo, dude. Way cool, homie. I realized I hit up Disneyland this weekend. Monday.
Nice.
Requested off Monday, and that's one of the big things I did. So Monday, I was there all day. Jumped on Star Tours right away. Hyperspace Mountain, which they kind of decked out like Star Wars-y. They have screens where you're like blowing up fucking the Death Star or fucking Star Destroyer. It was cool. It's Space Mountain.
Yeah, same thing.
It's just...
Stars. It's a good ride.
Yeah, yeah. Even with the Star Wars stuff, they had it. Not really Star Wars-y.
Oh, okay.
Although the speakers, instead of like more like space shit, you hear more like, oh, Niner.
Oh my god, it's Vader. Right. Vader's coming.
Yeah. That's a trap. Yeah. So
it's a trap.
I mean, it's cool. And then the one thing I haven't been to was the... it used to be the Disney Innovations area where they had... Fuck, back in the day, it was like the old theater. It was like a revolving theater. It was like the World's Fair type of deal. But since then, it's been revamped, and every season they have something new. The last one they had was like the Iron Man exhibit.
I went to that.
I had not seen that before.
It was awesome.
Okay, so now this opened up a few weeks ago. The first floor now is all Star Wars themed. So it was cool. I got a picture with Vader, with Chewie. I'll put those up. I put a picture of Spider-Man, and second floor is all Marvel.
Nice.
So it's kind of cool. Just like they got props and shit, which is cool. I saw the Iron Man armors, which are fucking sick.
Fucking pretty dope.
So if you guys want to check out my Instagram, @comic_syndicate, that was what I did Monday. Tuesday, went back to work, and then actually I had off Sunday, so I got to watch a bunch of football games.
Nice.
That was great. And then Saturday was, I'm going backwards. Monday was Disney, yesterday went back to work, and then went to my niece's birthday dinner.
Nice.
We went to Applebee's. That place sucked dick, dude.
Main place?
Terrible food.
Really?
Terrible food.
I've been wanting to try it, but thank you. I'm not going to go there ever.
It was bad, dude. It was, I ordered fucking chicken fettuccine, chicken Alfredo. My me being lazy, cooking chicken Alfredo smokes it any day. You had dude.
Olive Garden right next door.
I know, but my sister wanted to take my niece.
Ouch.
There. Yeah. And yeah, so yeah. I mean, but it was. I got to see my nephew and my niece, so that's always nice. Great, dude. That's very about cool. it. Nothing exciting, dude.
Fucking yeah.
What else you got going on besides?
Got a big scare this morning. You want to hear some stories? Kindergarten, 9 o'clock.
Oh shit.
PE, fucking first lap, and this kid's running. And they always run. They do well.
The kindergarten.
They do well.
Oh, great.
And for some reason, homeboy head first into the ground, like blacktop. Like,
cool.
Boom. No hands to stop. I swear to God, like someone that shot sucks. Him with a fucking taser, dude, or something. Like, boom. I'm like, oh, my God.
Rubber bullets.
I'm like, I'm going to have to write a fucking report on this.
You knew how bad he'd eat it.
He had a golf ball in his forehead. Oh. He was knocked out. Like, I went to him. And he kind of
lived. This was on your watch.
Yes, my P class.
Even worse. Even you didn't worse. Trip him?
No.
Okay.
Mean, yeah.
Quote unquote.
He lifted his head up. I thought he broke his nose because.
Yeah, was, the way he fell.
He has a big nose too. Like for a little kid, right? He has a big fucking head. Like a big dome.
Oh, right.
He lifts his head up and he's like. And I'm like, oh shit. So I go over there.
Yeah.
And then he closes his eyes and he falls back again.
Oh, fuck. No way.
And he fucking.
Oh, that's scary, dude.
You hear the thunk?
Yeah. Oh, again? So the first hit wasn't bad enough? made the knot bigger?
Yeah, dude. And I picked him up. He opened his eyes.
I'm like, toss him on the swings. Like,
I pick him up. Like, are you all right?
Yeah.
Can you breathe? You're not throwing up or anything.
Yeah.
I was looking for a concussion.
Yeah, yeah.
So I pick him up. I get his teacher to take him over there. And I had to write a report. But it was the way he felt. I don't know if he was holding his breath while he was running. I have no idea. He had no hands, and he just the fucking face first into basketball
court. Oh,
huge knot, dude. Like a second head.
If any of our listeners are doctors, turn this lower or turn it off for 5 minutes.
Should I have picked him up?
No.
Should I have made him finish I made him finish the laps. Just kidding.
Oh man, dude. If he ate it that bad, I mean, you had to take your fucking CPR class. I mean, before doing.
Of course.
Okay.
Awesome. That's when you breathe through the mouth.
Yes. Okay. But it's like everything else too, like making sure you don't move their neck or anything like that. Like,
yeah.
I would think they've instilled protocols like that in schools now. I don't know, but I mean, I don't know if you should have picked him up. But was he okay after that?
Yeah, when the mom came, I explained to her what happened. They took him for some MRIs and shit. He was fine. Big fucking dome saved him.
Bummer, poor
kid. Poor kid. Good kid, too. I mean, I wish it was one of the other bad kids.
Oh, wow.
To, and I really would have picked
and
him up.
And yo, Mr. Big Geek. There you go.
There you go, my friend.
Right on, dude. Okay, I guess we got a few more shout-outs real quick, dude. At Empire Esquire, burnt out to turn and hit us up last week. Great hashtag podcast. I love the hashtag NFL and hashtag concussion segment, but never bet against at the Giants at for the villain. He really dug on the concussion protocol or concussion movie.
Right, Will Smith.
Oh, we got some
out.
Good hits, yeah, on that one.
Real shit, man.
Yeah, it is, dude. And to piggyback that one, dude, Lynn and Lupe put up on Facebook, like, you know, well, it's not just football, guys. And it's like, that's not the point we're making, ladies. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
But the paragraphs they left on, I'm so glad I couldn't check the Facebook.
I read them and I was like,
No
one likes hockey.
No, not even that. It's just, we love sports. We used to play sports, used to play football. I used to wrestle. And it's any sports, it's prevalent that people are going to get hurt now. So that we even brought up the conversation, we're not just talking about football. It's fucking happening in every fucking sport.
I mean,
like, shit happens. You know, if you've never been on any field or the fucking mat or fucking anything, dude, the court, fuck, it's getting fucking scared to be out there. So we thought we would hit it. I thought it was a good conversation, which obviously it was because we got a little debate on, you know, the Facebook site.
Well, I told the kids too when we're playing basketball, you are going to get elbowed.
Yeah,
you are going to get hurt. Stepped on. You can't go crazy and start fighting.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I got one kid that I'm going to only bring in to hurt other kids because he hurts.
He's
people.
Your ringer.
He's my ringer. Just follow him, and the other guy will be out because he falls. He doesn't know how to dribble. He just gets in people's
ways.
Oh,
race. That kid.
That kid. He's right. Still there, right?
What's his name?
I can't say his name. I don't want to say his name.
Okay.
But,
can we give him a nickname? Eli?
Eli Mush?
Mush. We did give him mush. All right.
Don't follow my players. He almost broke one of my players' legs.
Already? Damn, he's totally mush then.
I was going for the ball, coach. Motherfucker, he's on your team. He's on your side.
He was going for the ball. Awesome. So, anyways. So, Lin and Lupe, dude, thanks for the stories you guys left us on Facebook. We do understand, and again, it's a conversation I've been wanting to talk to Adam about. And we love sports. Again, we used to play sports, and Sadie still coaches. I used to coach.
Where is that fucker?
It happens. He hit me up yesterday. But, so, again, thank you, ladies. But, again, every sport. It's every sport. Even if you don't like a certain sport, it happens. It's going to happen. And they're working on, hopefully, new equipment, so it happens less.
Bigger helmets? I don't understand.
More aerodynamic, more cushioning. A lot of things, dude. So, I mean,
they gave you 15 yards, so the players are trying their best not to go head first. Yeah,
exactly. It happens. I mean, you know sometimes there are dirty shots. And there are dirty players. Yeah, there are. So that's another thing we didn't talk about. There are dirty players, but...
Santo? What is that? He was on the Lions.
And Dominican Sue.
I hate him.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind him. Actually, no, I wouldn't mind him on the Steelers. Because James Harrison, our fucking lineman, was killing fucking the Colts.
Oh, yeah. They beat the shit out of him.
We'll go on that. Next shout-out is going to be Piggy Cheryl Mal at For the Villain. More cooking ideas for you at, or actually, hashtag vagina bread. She sends me an article about a woman making bread out of her vaginal yeast.
No,
now,
I don't want a Christmas present.
She sent me this a while. No, she sent me this early in the week. But a lot of people had been talking about it, and I'm like, oh, okay, but if I can get to it, cool. I just sent her a message back. I'm like, is it bad to say that I would eat this bread depending on how hot she was? She's like, lol, no, that makes perfect sense. So
hot chicks have stinky pussies too, bro.
Trust me, I know. I know, dude, I've been there and done that too. But again, dude, so yeah. Last shout out's going to be the Luscious Lou. Forgot to give him a shout out. Super happy Thanksgiving. This was fucking... Thanksgiving Day, so thanks a lot, Luscious Lou. And then the last one, dude, special shout out. I don't want to give this guy, but I do just for the fact that at Spectre_Vision hit us up. He's like, just wanted to say, tell him thanks for checking up on us. He had sent us a message to you, myself, Lupe, and Ed, Ozzy Yugi. Ed, he's like, hey, I don't know where exactly you guys are in California, but I hope you guys are okay. And this was after the Saturday shit that went down, yeah. So, Adam and I are 50 miles south, actually west of San Bernardino, all the shit that happened, just that you guys, that you reached out, dude, we totally appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, we're okay, dude, dude, that was bad.
Yeah, it was horrible.
So, the shit like that happens. We started this podcast to make ourselves laugh, and, you know, even times when there's tragedy with a singer, actor, anybody we like, appreciate, you know, shit, this is the real world, it does happen. We don't make fun of it, but we just want to give a twist on life. And, you know, we can laugh about things. You know, to get over things, you gotta laugh sometimes. Laughter's the best medicine, they say. So, I don't know.
Or sex,
dude. Yeah. And they say honesty is the best policy, too, but I think that's bullshit.
Nobody wants to know they're a fucking asshole.
You always get in trouble when you say, yeah, I know, right, dude? Yeah.
Am I fat? Yes, you are fat.
I know, right, dude? Okay, man, let's hit a fucking football talk, dude, since we've been going at it for a while.
Cool.
All right, man, let's, okay, you took, how many wins do you think you got last week?
Six.
Five.
God damn it.
I got eight.
I'm below now. I'm in red.
You are in the red, and we got 3 weeks left. So, you have 78 points now. I have 82.
And I have 70?
78.
Oh, okay.
You're down by four. So, you got to make up 4 points. Okay. Besides that, dude, we can talk about... Dude, the Steelers destroyed the Colts. That was beautiful. The Niners won in overtime. What the fuck? There were a lot of what the fuck games, dude.
Yes, there was.
Carolina versus Saints was a great game.
I heard it was.
But, so shootout. Close, dude. Yes. Very good. Cowboys won. They're still...
I heard they have a chance of winning
their division.
I heard it was, like, the last...
Yeah,
four
I was at Disney that one, dude. Okay. I hear it was a shitty game up until the last 5 minutes of the game, which that sucks, dude.
Wow.
What else? Kansas City? Nah, it wasn't. Jets beat New York. That's not bad, I guess. But yeah, there were a lot of good games.
My team lost.
Oh, your team lost again.
Yes. You know, we don't have anybody on the fucking field. We got the guy that serves popcorn and the cotton candy guy.
I feel bad for
you. You know,
guys.
What are we supposed to do? You know, Brady can't do everything.
And you guys were playing Philadelphia.
Fuck you, Sadie.
And that was close. Yeah, dude, actually, I went fucking New England with you, stupid me. Okay, let's do this week 14, dude. Tomorrow, Vikings at Cardinals. We're going to sweep Cardinals, yeah, right?
Yeah, Vikings are not doing good.
Excuse me. Next one's going to be Bills at Eagles. Bills are 6-6, Eagles are 5-7.
They could be Patriots, they could be Bills.
And I will sweep that with you, dude. Next one's going to be Seahawks at Ravens. We're going to sweep Seahawks, right? Yeah. Next one's going to be 49ers at Browns.
Yeah. Fuck Browns.
Yeah, we'll sweep that one. That's ugly, dude. Okay, next one's going to be Falcons at Panthers divisional game. We're going to sweep Panthers.
Panthers.
When are you going to start making up ground here, man?
These are all good teams playing shitty teams.
This is very true, dude. Redskins at Bears. Both are 5-7.
I'll go Bears. I'll go
Redskins. All right, cool, dude. There we go. I like that, dude. 5-7. All right, next one's going to be divisional game. Steelers 7-5 at Bengals 10-2. We got our team back, dude.
Oh, shit.
I want this one, dude. We're going to fucking win this one.
I'm going to go Bengals.
All right, I like it. We're going to sweep Steelers. Next one. Lions at Rams. Both are 4-8 teams. I still like Megatron. I still like Stafford.
Yeah, I'll go Lions, too.
All right, we'll sweep that. Next one's going to be Colts at Jaguars.
I'll go Jags.
Ooh.
I like Jags. They suck right now, but I don't know. That Robinson guy is really good.
And you know what? Hasselbeck, we destroyed him, but he's winning besides mm-hmm. that. So I will go Colts, dude. All right, so you can make up those two games. Next one, Chargers at Chiefs. Divisional matchup. Chiefs for me.
Chargers.
Good, thank you. You can actually make that one up too, dude, possibly. Dude. Chargers are 3-9, Chiefs are 7-5 in their division.
7-5?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
And I think they're...
It's all right, I already made it.
All right, next one. Saints at Bucks. Divisional game.
Saints.
Ooh.
The way they played?
Drew Brees hasn't been playing like that all fucking season.
Fuck, man.
I mean, he puts up his numbers,
but they're losing. He might be almost done, too, bro.
4-8 Saints. I will go Bucks still, dude.
Okay.
All right. No, that's not... That one can definitely go either way, dude. Next one. Titans. 3-9 at Jets. 7-5. I need Jets to lose, and I need Chiefs to lose, and I went Chiefs already, dude.
I'll go Jets.
Yeah, we'll sweep that. Fuck, and I need them to lose. Next one's going to be Raiders at Broncos. Divisional game, 5-7 versus 10-6.
You know what? He has a problem. Well, he's not playing anymore, right?
Because
he's always has a problem with Raiders for some reason.
Yeah, but Brock Osweiler
has been kicking
ass. Yeah. He's been kicking ass.
Yes. Dude.
Next one, Cowboys. Ooh, 4-8 versus Packers, 8-4.
Packers?
Yeah.
You have to?
Yeah, I kind of want to pull for Cowboys, but yeah, we'll sweep that one. Let's just do it, dude. Next one. Patriots, 10-2 at Texans, 6-6.
If they fucking lose to Texans, I'm going to be pissed.
Okay, look, I'm going to go with Texans.
Good. Now they're going to fucking win. Because you let me... Because
I've been going for them. Fuck, I fucked that one up.
Patriots.
All right, this one's going to be interesting. Monday Night Football game. So, Albert and Mr. Arroyo, Mr. Big Geek. Oh, fuck, dude. Monday Night Football, Giants at Dolphins. Both are 5-7.
So who do I want to fuck over? I want to fuck over David
or... I don't even know Mr. Arroyo's name yet.
Or Arroyo. Or I know Tustin Giants is a big...
Oh, he's a Giants fan. Yeah. Oh, there you go.
David, right?
That's David.
Yeah.
But Albert and Arroyo... They're Dolphins fans. And every time we switched up the Dolphins, so now I'm picking the Dolphins and the Dolphins win.
So who do we want to fuck over? Who are we going to mush it up?
Dude, David just told me don't go against fucking the Giants. I'll go Dolphins straight up, dude.
I'm going to go Dolphins just to fuck
you
them
up. You fuck this up,
I don't want
dude.
Them to lose. Quarterback dead.
The stars were aligned, and you totally fucked up everything that was going, man. All right, cool, man. That was fun, dude. All right, let's see what we got here. All right, we got some quick articles we can hit real quick, man.
Sweet.
First one's going to be, Jesus Shitless we haven't hit in a while.
Yes, I love assholes.
Yeah, chick assholes, too.
Speaking of assholes, fuck you, Sergio, for all those Facebooks making fun of my vape. He's giving me shit today, dude.
You should, because you sound like you're sucking.
He said the little post says, the doctor says, oh, do you smoke? Me says, no, I vape. And then the doctor writes, fucking douchebag.
I like that, Sergio. Thanks, man.
Thanks a lot, dude.
Next one, okay, first one's gonna be sisters try to strangle mom with computer cords.
Oh, yeah.
Go for it. I mean,
no rope, no fucking
sisters. Yeah.
Extension cord.
Well, computer cords is kind of the same thing.
If you're gonna strangle someone, what are you gonna use?
Probably computer cards.
Take away my computer, you're just gonna get choked out, bitch.
Willowick, Ohio. Two sisters tried to strangle their mom with braided computer cords on Thanksgiving and then tried to kill her with a towel and a pillow, investigators.
Later on?
It was all in one sweep, I guess. Hey, the attack happened in a home near Cleveland that the three share, said Willowick Police Chief Michael Lizzer. Go for it.
I mean, if you fucking fail, try a pillow. Are these girls stupid fucks or what?
It kind of sounds it, dude.
Like, we didn't work. Go to sleep, mom.
Forever.
Fucking
no one's gonna miss you. That sucks, dude. Jennifer Barnes, 23, and Joanna Barnes, 24, pleaded not guilty to attempted murder charges on Monday. A message seeking comment was left Tuesday with Joanna Barnes' attorney. Court records did not say her sister has an attorney. The sisters put the cables around their 56-year-old mother's neck and then each grabbed an end and tightened the cords. But she was able to wriggle free, an investigator said in court records.
Fucking sisters. 24 years old. You couldn't even choke them both at the same time.
That sounds like a WWE match, dude. Or old school, like, fucking bull rope match, motherfucker. Let's do it. One of the sisters then tried to strangle the woman with towels while another tried to smother her with a pillow before the woman fled the house. And she still got away.
Hey, this chick is an unkillable.
No shit, right?
Let's get a gun and shoot her.
The skills. The mother called the police on Thursday after getting out of the house and asked officers to check on her daughters, but they didn't say anything about what happened with Zarsen. Officers began investigating after the mother went to a hospital the next day with neck injuries and bruising, he said. Each sister was being held on a $50,000 bond. Both were due back in court Wednesday. So what the fuck, right?
Do they use their call to call their mom to bail them out?
Mom, you remember what happened today?
Yeah, I was just kidding.
No, right?
I mean, do they just grab, on the board, knife, gun, and towels. Yeah. They grab the towels.
Yeah, fuck it. So, that was one. Next ones are going to be animal news? I don't know. Man rescued after jumping into polar bear pit in Copenhagen. Copenhagen, Denmark. A man jumped inside a polar bear pit on Wednesday at the Copenhagen Zoo, forcing zookeepers to fire rubber bullets at the 621-kilogram, which is 1,369-pound bear, so they could rescue him.
Oh, my God.
They
should have shot the guy. What a dumbass.
Yes. They should have let him get eaten. I mean, although, no, the lawsuit.
He literally got eaten. Like, that bear would have fucking eaten him.
Mauled him. Yeah, yeah. The man leaped into the enclosure shortly after noon as guests, including children, were watching the 10-year-old bear.
Oh, my God.
Mom, what's going on over there? Oh, my God, help me. Zoo staffers at first yelled to distract the animal from his potential prey before others with firearms arrived, firing rubber bullets to get the huge animal to back off. Once the bear returned in its cage, zoo employees entered the enclosure to rescue the intruder. He walked up to the male bear on his own free will, but was able to get away with only, quote-unquote, superficial wounds, said park manager Stephen Strade, who was visibly upset about the incident. The man reported in his 20s when was not identified as, and his motive for entering the enclosure was unclear. He was taken to a hospital for treatment. The zoo has no plans to make any changes to the enclosures following Wednesday's incident. How tall are these fences?
First of all, like, I feel bad for the employees. Like, do I really want to have to come to work today? I got to save this idiot.
This idiot,
yeah. I had to fight a fucking bear before he eats him in front of all these five-year-olds.
Yeah,
like, that was should have called in sick. I should have called in sick.
Although, if you had the rubber bullets, that would have sucked though.
They shot the shit out of it.
Yeah, no, yeah. Kids, no, you're right.
Rubber.
You're right. They shot the shit out of it. Yeah. In 2012, Siberian tigers fatally mauled a 21-year-old Afghan-born man inside an enclosure at the same zoo. Wow. The Copenhagen Zoo also made... How tall are these fences again, dude?
Jesus.
The Copenhagen Zoo also made international headlines last year when it killed a giraffe for inbreeding reasons, then dissected it and fed it to the lions in front of visitors, including children.
What kind of zoo is this?
That's what I was going to ask next, dude.
Who's next? Oh, the two-year-old. Come here.
That's fucked up, right?
Wow.
Now, this one, I think, is a case of fucking idiot of the week.
We already have a dumbass. Oh, Jesus.
I think we hit just about
two of them. All right,
I don't think we haven't hit his sex facts yet. But suspected burglar hides from cops in pond, is killed by alligator.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
Right. Where do you think this is from, obviously?
Florida.
Of course, dude. All right. A suspected burglar was killed by an alligator while hiding in a Florida pond to avoid arrest, police believe. The body of Matthew Riggins, 22, was discovered floating in a lake in Barefoot Bay, Brevard County, on November 23rd, according to multiple reports. Any questions? What the fuck was he thinking?
No fucking danger signs. No. You will be eaten. Cops are after me. I'm just going to jump in this beautiful pool. Not pool, but swamp. Whatever the fuck.
Exactly, though. Right?
Idiot.
Oh, idiot.
No one's going to miss this motherfucker.
Mm-mm.
And shit.
Not at all, dude. Help yourself as much as you want, dude. The body, okay, the lower sections of his legs and a part of one arm were missing, reports the Orlando Sentinel. The 11-foot-long alligator was so ferocious it had to be euthanized by a Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission trapper as Riggins' corpse was being recovered. Okay.
Well, he won't be stealing anything with no arm or leg.
Well, he's also kind of dead, too, so there's that. But again, he was a robber. He's a burglar. I mean, and they still had to kill the alligator because I don't get that part. And maybe it's a dick thing for me to say, but I mean,
the alligator didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah,
he didn't steal anything. Yeah, he just fucking eating the moron in the pool.
There you go.
Fucking idiot.
Brevard County Sheriff's Office. The body of suspected burglar Matthew Riggins was found after an apparent alligator attack. He hid in the wrong place. Local resident Laura Ferris
obviously
told Bay Night News. Brevard County deputies were called to the locality on November 13th after receiving reports of two men hiding behind homes, according to the Orlando Sentinel. Jonathan, let us know where you live. I keep forgetting where he's from. I never hear him when taking pictures with the alligators or anything like that. officers searched the area with the help of a canine unit and a sheriff's helicopter. Riggins from Palm Bay managed to evade capture and called his girlfriend to say he was being chased, according to the reports. He previously told her he was going to break into homes with another unidentified man.
Nice.
So that's like me calling my lady, hey, Adam. Or actually, call the lady, hey, what's up? Adam and I are going to go, you know, we're just going to rob some homes. Homes. Babe. We'll be back later. Don't worry about it.
Oh, by the way, don't go any to swamps. Click. Exactly. I didn't hear that part.
Exactly. Search for the pair proved unsuccessful and was later cut off. Riggins was not heard from again, and his family reported him missing to the Palm Bay Police Department the following day. Todd Goodyear from the Brevard County Sheriff's Office told B9 News that Riggins probably went into the lake to hide from the officers and the dog and came across the gator. To hide somewhere to try and get away and then meeting up with an animal like that? No. I've never had that happen before.
No chance.
No chance at all. So that's it.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
That was around Thanksgiving, too, so...
That alligator had family.
That's fucked up. That is fucked up. All right, cool. That's all I have. But, again, we have Idiot of the Week.
Idiot, Jesus Shitless,
and...
Fucking the worst killers I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, so...
Fucking idiot.
All right, man. So, that's all I got. I got one more, but I think we're good on time, dude.
Yeah, we will be right back with some... Oh, actually, let's do commercials real quick.
Yes, go for it, dude.
Guys, go ahead. And it's Christmas time. You know what that means. That's Amazon time. So Merry Amazon is up and ready to fulfill all your gifts needs. And we will like to get a little piece of that by you clicking on our website at www.comicsync.com. It's big orange. You can't miss it. Click it, and it goes to Amazon. And we get a little piece of whatever you buy. It doesn't cost you anything more. We just get a little piece, but it all adds up if everybody does it. And we appreciate it. And if...
And everyone that has jumped on already, we totally appreciate it, guys. Much love to you guys.
Please tell us how that house is coming along.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. I want to see a picture of that at the end of this, dude.
And then we have audibletrials.com. Lots of books. If you're too busy and you can't read, you can go in and listen to on all your devices and CDs and all that bullshit. Any book that you can think of, they will have. And if you don't like it, you can always change it out. You have 30 days and you need to cancel if you don't want them to fucking bill you. So that is our commercials.
You guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. Download and subscribe to us in iTunes, Stitcher. You guys can find us at nerdbong.com, wickedradionetwork.com, and renegaderadionetwork.com. We'll be right back.
Peace.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to The Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back, and we got some...
comic talk, dude.
Comic fucking talk.
All right, dude, Rambo TV series and the work at Fox.
I heard it's going to be...
Sylvester Stallone was
initially on for it, right?
And he jumped the fuck off.
So how are you going to do Rambo without Rambo?
His son.
Yeah.
I know. So, man.
JR? I think that's the name of his son, right?
What is it?
It's JR. I think I heard it on Kevin and Bean.
Oh, okay.
I think so. I think it's, that's the name of his son,
JR. Next one, Marvel's Agent Carter season premiere delayed. ABC has moved the season 2 premiere from January 5th to January 19th.
You like that, right?
To make a way for President Obama's State of the Union address. Only saw like 3 episodes. I don't watch TV, dude.
Yeah, I don't watch TV that much anymore either.
You do?
I stopped watching. I only have like 2 shows.
What do you watch?
The Good Wife. I love that show. Fuck that.
That's not
good. And Walking Dead, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. Doomsday arrives in the new Batman v Superman trailer. What did you think about the trailer? Just give it a quick...
I liked it.
I liked it, too.
The ending kind of threw me off.
I did not like Lex Luthor.
Oh, my... Hey, guys!
He's the Riddler.
What's going on, dudes?
Long time no see.
Shut the fuck up.
I liked it. I didn't like him. It was a good trailer.
It was a good trailer, but he's going to be in the whole fucking movie. And he's going to be that dumbass character.
Yeah.
In the whole movie.
I don't even like his acting anyways.
No, he's a horrible actor. Yeah. What do you think of Doomsday?
He's Doomsday.
They couldn't add any kind of like color. Or, I mean, this is fucking 2015, right? Yeah. He looks like a fucking Ninja Turtle gone bad.
He does. Yeah, yeah. Well, he had some bones coming out. So.
They need to do better.
So Brainiac, I'm curious about. Darkseid, I'm curious about.
They're all in the movie?
I think they're all going to be in the movie.
Jesus.
It was okay. Second Batman v Troop trailer sees decline on online engagement. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. This one came out. Captain America Civil War's Spider-Man costume features a little twist. Asked about Tom Holland's Civil War costume, Anthony Russo hinted that the hero might appear in something other than the red and blue.
Okay. They say, though, in the trailer you could see him. There's like a little spot.
I caught that, but it doesn't really, you can't really see.
And they said it might be an Ant-Man when they're fucking, when the team's running to War Machine and Iron Man. Oh, there's a little thought.
Yeah.
That could be Ant-Man.
Idiot, okay.
Stupid.
Same type of deal. Next one's going to be Netflix Iron Fist series, plans its showrunners. Scott Buck, a veteran on 6 Feet Under, Dexter, and Rome will serve as the showrunner of Marvel television drama. So, we have news. They didn't take it off its slit.
That's good.
I love it.
You like Iron Fist?
I do. Next one's going to be one I think you might like, actually. I love it already. Remender hints at TV deals for Deadly Class and Black Science. I saw that.
Either one of those, right?
Yeah.
I don't know about both.
Not both, but Deadly Class slash. So
which one would you personally like to see between those two?
Black Science is so fucking convoluted. It would have to be like fucking
cartoon.
Stargate slash fucking the other one. The Jumper movie. Oh, not the Jumper movie. The fucking... The kids... Oh, what the fuck was it, dude? It was like sci-fi. It was a time jump where they would end up trying to get back home. They'd end up in another land.
Oh, okay.
But one step closer to getting there. So it'd be that.
And Stargate.
Yeah, Stargate. Pretty much. Type of deal, yeah. And I... Deadly Class, a bunch of youngster kids that are... Trained Assassins? I'd kind of want to see that.
I think it would be easier for...
Deadly Class. Yeah.
And I love those two both.
I think I would see personally...
Budget-wise...
Deadly Class. Yeah, to pull up. Next one, Sci-Fi heads to Harrow County with new Dark Horse series. The cable channel has put into development a drama based on the horror comic by writer Colin Bunn.
Nice.
And artist Tyler Cook in May 16th.
Make some money because he's not making anything off Aquaman.
Well, he's not even doing Aquaman anymore, dude. And we love Bunn, dude.
I love Bunn, dude.
Next one, dude. Star Wars has big plans for Captain Phasma Beyond the Force Awakens. She's the villain is a significant character. Phasma will return episode 8.
Okay.
Not bad. Okay. The movie hasn't come out yet. I'm fucking jazzed for more Star Wars.
Two more weeks? No, next week.
If you're an ESPN fan, this might be something cool for us to talk about real quick, dude. Mark Hamill to host ESPN's Star Wars Evolution of the Lightsaber Duel.
Nice.
So it's going to be ahead of the Star Wars premiere. ESPN will explore the evolution of lightsaber combat in a special hosted by Mark Hamill.
Nice.
Let's talk about the lightsaber battles real quick.
Okay.
Okay. Episode 5, 6, 7. I'm sorry. 4, 5, 6. It was just like
dang,
one
dang.
Side. up/side/.
And they fuck that up sometimes.
It's like, they really kind of do. Everyone can talk mad shit on fucking The Phantom Menace. Anyone can talk shit on it. It's so easy. But give me the fucking score of that movie. Yeah. And give me just the lightsaber fucking duels and Darth Maul kicking everyone's ass. And that's a fucking great fucking flick. Just, like, the choreography was fucking great, dude.
Even when he wasn't fighting, he was just standing there staring
at him. Was a badass.
Just fucking waiting for him. Okay, bitch. Yeah. This shit's going to fucking... It's going to go down in about fucking 5 seconds,
yes,
bro.
Yes, exactly. Love it, dude. Now, granted, shit movie.
That was a whole movie, though. It was a whole movie.
Yeah. Well, he carried the fucking movie. And yeah, again, everyone can talk shit on it. And I know it's a piece of shit movie. I'm a Star Wars fan. I liked it. Next one, let's talk about Episode 2. The lightsaber battles, Yoda CGI. Count Dooku had to fucking fight nobody. Like,
all he did was...
Yeah. Okay, the ones where it got better was fucking obviously Phantom...
Revenge of the Sith.
Sick lightsaber battles.
Between him and Obi-Wan.
Totally sick.
Even with Grievous was badass.
Even with Grievous, yes. And even fucking Yoda fighting the Emperor. Like, dope fucking... The choreography.
Really good. You kind of forget how bad his acting was. Just a little bit.
You really...
When you think about those scenes, and then you go back like, oh, God.
Exactly. No, bad acting for sure. Well, Episode 1 and 2 were bad. His acting was better by Episode 3, but he had to turn anyways. And
Natalie Portman looked ugly. Mm-mm. She looked tore up.
Don't you dare say that.
She looked hot.
Don't you dare. Oh, she was hot.
She was hot in 2, 3.
I'm rewatching the movies, by the way.
She gets pregnant, she gets ugly. That's what happens to women.
Well...
That's kidding.
On that note, next topic. New Spider-Man Tom Holland plans to steal from Tobey Maguire and Garfield as he prepares to take on the new role. So he's going to steal not sucking dick and dancing from Tobey Maguire, and he's going to steal not crying like a little bitch from fucking Garfield, right?
So how do you steal? You just watch your movies over and over again? This is what I'm not going to do.
He's like fucking 16 years old, though. All right. Anyways, dude. The last of what we got is... Marvel announces Apocalypse Wars X-Men event in 2016.
Okay.
Apocalypse is coming back. Apocalypse Wars. Curious about
that. Well, that already tells you don't kill Apocalypse in, right? In the movie.
But then again, Fox owns X-Men.
Oh, okay, so, yeah.
But that they're bringing Apocalypse back anyways is kind of
sweet,
cool.
Sweet.
Next one's going to be Marvel confirms Bendis and Marquez on Civil War 2, which is going to be another big event. Next year as well.
Is I going to do another Civil War?
You do Civil War 2. Nice. And this time it's going to be Iron Man versus Captain America, but Falcon Captain America. Sam Wilson.
I can see that. He's doing a lot of bad shit right now.
Yeah.
Pissing people off.
Last one's going to be Marvel delays Secret Wars finale one more week on top of that. So last week I think we spoke about they're going to move it. So it's now going to be from January 6th to this 13th January. So yeah, that's all I got for comic news. How do you feel about that? Do we care? It comes out today?
Yeah, well, I'll read it.
We picked it up, right?
Yeah, we picked it up. Yeah. I've got into this gift exchange with another podcast.
Oh, cool.
It's called 11 O'Clock Comics. I listen to these guys a lot.
Okay.
And I used to listen to them a lot. I still do a little bit. And it's pretty cool. You go on there and you make a care package. And they get everyone that participates, you guys... give your address and shit like that, and then you send him off. So I'm really I wanted to do it last year, but it was too late, and so this year I got on it, so it looks pretty cool. I'm really psyched.
You sent me that, dude. I don't have time to
to
do it. I saw it, I'm like, it sounds cool, and I didn't even get to email you back like, hey dude,
I was like,
I like it.
He doesn't like it. That's cool.
No, I like it. That's pretty dope, though. Let us know. Keep us posted on that.
Oh, actually, it's a good podcast, too.
Since we're on Comic Talk right now, dude, did you guys start your book club? I wanted to ask.
We did. We started
Friday.
How
did that go?
I had 10, first, second, third, have one book. It's the Teeny Tiny Titans.
Good.
And I got like 10 people in there. That's awesome, dude. 8 are girls and 2 are boys.
That's not bad. We got people already, dude.
Yeah, we went in there. We talked about the characters, what characters they liked. They were psyched. And then we went into Nova. I got 5 kids for Nova.
Still not bad, dude.
And it was a good cliffhanger because we got, at the end of the first issue, we got Gamora and Rocket Raccoon pointing a gun at him.
And were the kids like all like, oh my god.
Oh shit, Rocket Raccoon. There's a couple bad words in there, but...
Well, they pull it off pretty nice. Okay, cool. That's awesome, dude.
It was really fun, so so far so good.
Right on, man. Good to hear that then, dude.
Cool.
Toss that out. Go for it.
So, we are going to just jump into comics and let's see here. I read Nova.
Speaking of Nova, go for it.
Number 2. Let me just pull this up real quick. Should have already been up by now. It was really good. I liked it a lot. Real easy to read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go for it, dude. I liked that one, dude. And the writer is going to be Sean Ryan. Corey Smith is the artist, I believe, on that one.
Yeah, so what we have here is Sam's dad's heading to work, leaving Sam wanting to... We see Sam wanting to hang out with his friends more. But I was really surprised that his mother was giving him shit for wanting to hang out with his friends and not take up the helmet.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, don't you have fucking...
No shit.
Don't you have to save the world? Oh, Mom, I'm fucking 10 years old.
Go for it. I like it, though, but like that she's finally encouraging it. Like,
I was surprised.
Yeah, me too. Which was kind of a nice twist, because she's like, I don't want you getting hurt before, but go for it.
So while his father's out and working, Sam decides to hang out with his buddies. But that doesn't last very long, as some huge ground-like creature comes out of the mines where his dad's working.
Yeah.
We can also see his homies giving him shit for always bailing on them. Like, what the fuck
are you going? So we gotta go miniature golf, and he goes with them, and then he gets a text from his pops.
Like, I gotta go, guys.
Bring me the fucking helmet now, kid.
I'm dying, son of a bitch.
Pretty much, dude, yeah.
And then he gets even more shit when he goes to his father for not getting there fast enough. So we really see him...
being a kid.
What the fuck, dude?
Being a kid, dude. You get shit on for fucking... You're a kid. You don't know any better. Although he's trying really hard.
He's trying, right? So he's getting shit from everyone. Sometimes I ask him, we get a spot where they're fighting him and his father's helmet is like
goes out again.
It's like a fucking broken remote control, right?
Just getting you batteries.
Getting you batteries, right? Yeah. He gets fucked up. He gets smashed. And we see him with like a wearing the dad's face under a face.
Like okay, like that's funny. Like his, yeah. Well,
what I thought.
Okay, good. He looked like a... okay, he ate shit big time. Because once the Nova helmet went out, he fucking crash landed. And his face is like, his mouth is on the side of his face. Like,
yeah.
Don't worry, Sean. It's okay.
Kind of like the Joker wearing that mask.
It kind of looked also kind of like he's a shapeshifter of some sort, too.
Right.
Or maybe he's been abducted or they've done something to his body or something. But even Sam's like, what happened, Dad? And it doesn't sound like him's dad. He's like, just go save the people. I'll talk to you later.
Hold on, bitch.
Trying to fix his face. Yeah.
So we get Sam asking me, like, who are you? Like, you're not my fucking dad. And I want to answer that question, but we have to wait next month for it. Mm. So I liked it.
Cool.
Very good twist. Very keeping me going on this.
I like fucking Nova anyway. Even the art in this one, I liked a lot, dude. He had sharp art, dude. Okay, next one's going to be on mine. It's going to be Robin War number one, dude. Tom King and Kerry Randolph is the artist, dude. Robin War number one, it starts off literally with a young kid in a liquor store or something, dude. He's trying to stop a heist. And the kid pulls out a gun. And it's like, oh, you're one of those Robin kids. You're not supposed to be shooting or using guns. The kid freaks out, closes his eyes, bang, 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 bang. Not only does he kill the thief, he kills the cashier, too. He feels guilty. Now, he feels dumb kid, but, like, he's trying to save the day being a Robin. And what happens here is the mayor implements, or the one of the stateswomen implements the Robin laws now. So it's like, if you see anybody with an R, if you see anybody with the fucking colors, I don't care if they're a kid, arrest them. Because fuck these kids. We need to stop these. Once that goes on, all the kids are in trouble now, dude. So it's literally, cops are literally harassing kids. So it's kind of cool to see it because, I mean, in Santa Ana growing up, we got harassed quite a bit. For no fucking reason, so it's kind of...
Mexican.
You know? So anyways...
Fucking Mexican.
Yeah, so the cops are literally on a rampage after any kid, and they're just being dicks. I mean, I know the cops' jobs, but, like, just to be a dick, just to be a dick, it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
But anyways, dude, so that's pretty much what happens, dude. Let me see. Okay. The one who set up the laws is working with the Court of Owls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice twist. And she's like, okay, I did what you want. I implemented these laws now, so I want my fucking mask. She wants to become one of the court members. It's like, well, you're not of Gotham. You're of money, or, you know, you're not of Gotham's money. You're not of Gotham's wealth, so no.
Or blood.
Yeah. Yeah, cause, yeah, exactly. Right. And she's like, yeah, I know, but if this is going to work out, I want my mask. So whatever... thing they have going, agreement, arrangement between them, we don't know yet. Leverage, but it's kind of cool. Yeah, exactly. And it looks like she has it over them, although the courts, they're badass anyways, so it's going to be interesting to see where that goes. So anyways, dude, it comes down to Red Hood and fucking Red Robin. Mm-hmm. They figure out, like, okay, we need to get these kids off the fucking streets. We can't let him know that what these kids are doing, especially where they're meeting. And then Jason Todd's like, he already knows he's probably on his way there right now. They're talking about Damian.
Mm.
And it's funny because he's the youngest of the Robins, and Jason Todd, Red Hood, and fucking Red Robin, fucking, you know, Tim Drake are fucking worried about, like, oh, fuck. The fucking nutcase of out of all of us is fucking Damian Wayne. So it's kind of cool that they know. So they're going to go try to stop him, dude. So Damian really goes to the meeting, and he breaks in. He's like, all you are fakes. You guys don't know what it takes to be a Robin. You never will. They look at him like, just because you have the colors doesn't mean you're him. And he's like, I'll fucking take you guys on right now.
Nice.
He starts fucking whipping their ass, dude. He's literally smoking these We Are Robin kids. And he's like, don't ever say we are Robin or you're a Robin, because you're not one. The way he's talking shit on these kids as he's kicking his ass, their ass is great. And it's like, all right, we have information where these kids are. I'm not going to go after kids. No, Dick, you are working for us now. Batman, go after them. But it's fucking Commissioner fucking Gordon Genius.
Fucking.
Oh, my God. But no, it's kind of cool, though. It's actually really cool, because once he's doofy, dude. Once he gets there in his fucking back suit, in mech suit, he's like, stand down. He's like, who are you? I'm Batman. And he just looks at him.
Damian looks
at him? He looks at the kids. He looks back at him. He's like, no, really, who are you? Like, who the fuck do you think you are? They start scrapping. Damian does some shit where it kind of works out where he gets thrown out the window, but yes, he knocks down some fucking electrical wire. And he's got the wires ready, so when Batman comes, Damian knows how to take out fucking this mech Batman.
Nice.
Takes him out, and he looks at the kids, and all the kids are like, fuck, he just took on Batman. Do we really want to do this? And now they're getting second thoughts. Like, he's like, I told you guys, if you guys aren't trained by either any of us, or even Batman himself, you're not a Robin. So it kind of scares the kids off, but now, again, it's been implemented, like, if you wear the letter, if you wear the colors, we're going to go after you. So now after Damian kicking his ass, I'm curious to see where the Robin War goes, and it's going to go into a bunch of titles.
Well, I know it's going into Gotham
Detective Academy. Detective Comics, Gotham Academy.
She has, I think Mavs has a fucking art, so she's going to get
so fucked. So she's up. Fucked, yeah. So, I mean, it's, again, I like to do, I thought I'd review that one, nice. So go for it, man.
Doctor Strange number 3, yeah, I really liked it. It was really good. We start off with
Chris Pachalo.
Yes, he's a beast. We start off with Strange butt-ass naked in a magical plane, and where he's fighting some slugs-like magical creatures that feed off anything magical, mm-hmm. including all his shields and, yeah. I guess, his clothing. These slugs are just having a buffet on New York, and this is a different plane, so people won't actually see them, only Doctor Strange, because he's in that plane.
Mm-hmm.
I like how we see Strange using his magic. On his whole body is filled with defenses, like how he magically stores in his intestines. So yeah. He has not just rings and necklaces and
like he has it with his magical abilities. Yeah, he's containing
in his intestines.
Entities. Yeah.
So in his guts, and he throws it all at the slugs. And it's like a. It's like a fat guy at a buffet. It's like, oh shit, we gotta go.
Yeah.
They fall on Strange, where he uses one of his. He uses one to fly away as mm-hmm. they are after him. He leads into his house, and that's like another fucking. That's like a Golden Corral buffet.
Oh yeah. Right?
This is not a Sizzler buffet. This is a Golden Corral. So much good food there, where he feeds these slugs and he. He feeds them so much that they get over. Just like a fat guy, he eats too much bread. They get carb comas.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
they just, you know. And then he takes them to this door that leads to, I don't know how to say it, Fandazzaro Fool.
It's an odd one, dude.
Yeah, it's right here.
Fandazzaro Fool. Yeah, pretty much. You said it perfect, dude.
On which he opens. Just went out on me. He opens a door, and it's supposed to be this
this realm kind of
with filled with magic.
With we're, these, yeah. With magic plants and everything, and these creatures are supposed to like feed off.
Well,
of
the slugs are supposed to be in there. So yeah, when he opened it,
it's empty, and everything's dead.
Everything's dead. So that's why the slugs. When he opened the door in the beginning, they didn't show it.
Mm.
The slugs over, you know, bum rushed him because they're starving.
Yeah.
And so he's like, what the fuck? You know, there's nothing going on here. And, so he's like, you know, what do we do here? Also, there's, you know, a big hitter or, I guess it's, executor? I don't know. They have all these bodies everywhere.
Yes.
So it's all these magical dudes.
They're trying to figure out like who's been
who's killing these guys.
Yeah, who's killing them? Yeah.
We get some pages and panels of a bad guys in the story, like some robots, like droids, and with a leader wanting to free the world of magic.
Yeah.
Calling them sinners, so maybe a religious type deal. Don't know yet. I really liked it. It was really good.
Yeah, I liked it a lot, dude. Okay, cool, man. You're gonna kill the last two with me, right?
Yes, let me get them ready. Go for it.
Okay, cool, dude. Fuck, man. Okay, All New Inhumans, while you look for those, I'm going to go into All New Inhumans real quick. It's pretty much the youngsters of the team are getting trained by Gorgon. Gorgon has lost, he's kind of paralyzed now, but he's trying to train the kids, the young, new human kids, how to learn how to use their powers or focus them better, which it looks like they're doing well on. I like this one a lot, dude. Charles Soule is the artist for this, and I loved it because...
Writer
for this. And I love it because he's trying... Actually, no, he's putting out... Again, we have Inhumans, we have New Humans, the younger kids. And how now the world, how regular Homo sapiens hate and fear the mutants, but now they're in fear more of the New Humans because, fuck, now I'm going to change into one. I don't want to change into one. So that emotional, you know, distress they have, I'm really liking what he's doing with them, dude. It's just really cool to see all the sides, the feelings of the Terrigen Mist, and, you know, the transformations, how the people are scared, curious, you know, even pissed, and they even get violent over these changes that are happening, dude. So it's kind of cool. They really go out to help out some new kid, some new human kid, and what's her name? Helps him out, dude. What's her name, dude? I always forget. Nausea, the reptilian chick.
Okay.
She goes and she's kind of hidden and she's like, okay, she breaks the kid out of his cell. She's like, don't worry, don't be afraid of me. And this kid looks like fucked up already too. She's like, are you okay? He's like, no, I'm fine. Don't know why they locked me up. Is it because I look weird? So now this kid we don't know anything about is like, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I don't really feel anything. I don't feel different. And I was like, he looks completely different. So we don't know anything about this kid that got introduced. It's just kind of cool to see how the All New Inhumans are trying to get these kids together the way Cyclops was doing with the new mutants that were popping up and trying to help everyone out. So this is the New Inhumans story. I like it, dude.
Very cool, very cool.
All right, man. So we're going to kill... Actually, you got one more, right?
You know, we'll just do your two.
Okay, cool, dude. I hope you Books of the fucking week, dude. Let's hit Extraordinary X-Men. Actually, which one do you have up?
I got Extraordinary.
Okay, let's do Extraordinary X-Men first. This one's going to be fucking dope as fuck,
dude. Really good book.
This one, Jeff Lemire is writing, dude. Humberto Ramos is the fucking artist. I love it, dude. So it's pretty much Jean and Logan's encounter, first of all, is fucking great, dude.
Yes, they're in a nice...
Trailer?
Trailer.
In Canada, in the middle of nowhere.
Nowhere.
And it's cool, because just the interaction they have right off the bat, dude... He's like, Jean, is that really you? It's like, well, I don't know you. I've never met you before type of deal. But, like, just that conversation they have, it's like, you can't trust me around you type of deal. And
right.
It's cool because they say something, dude. It's like,
I'm real, Logan. She knows him a little bit. Yeah. And he's old, so you guys don't know. It's old man Logan. And it's a little different. She's beautiful and Logan's...
That's what it is. He asked her. Is that the real you? She goes, well, I'm your Jean Grey, but I'm a young version from the past. It's kind of complicated. And she goes, and you? He goes, well, I'm
old.
I came from the future. And it's kind of complicated. So it's kind of cool. Again, that interaction, I loved, dude. It's very cool. So then it jumps into the story where it's Iceman, right? Iceman and Storm trying to fend off their academy, which is in limbo.
Right.
Prior issue, Magic had a spell... protecting the school, and once she got knocked out, these creatures are just fucking attacking, dude.
And yeah, they're asking for Forge for help. You know, yeah. get the cerebral work in here. Yeah. And he's like, "Fuck you guys, I'm trying to tech guy."
Yeah, doesn't really do anything. Yeah, that's exactly. And Forge is awesome, dude. But he's like top notch fucking. Yeah, like you said, tech guy. And he's with the Sentinel. It's like, go help out the fucking X-Men. There's yes. only fucking two. Now, it's cool because there's a lot of cool things in this that happens within these panels. The first one's going to be that I like is that Iceman says... Actually, no, let's go into the kids first. Storm says, to me, my X-Men. And there's a bunch of young kids that are like, is she talking to us?
Yeah, they're like, yeah, dude, she called us fucking X-Men.
Yeah, it's like, and a few of them are scared, like, holy shit, like, what are we supposed to do? It's like, we'll fight. She's like, well, you guys have to help me out. Help me. And save the survivors. Yeah. Fight. Do what you can.
And they look like...
They're kids,
dude. 13, 14, yeah. Way younger than the younger X-Men that came through.
Yes, exactly. And these were the kids, you know, that have been training in the Jean Grey school, you know, higher learning.
Right.
But very cool. And so they help out. Now, another cool thing, since we're still on these scenes, is Iceman's like, fuck, Forge. All right, let's go through with the game plan. And he's like, dude, are you sure it's taking you this long to put these many together? He's like, yeah, I know, but it's time to bust him out. We need a lot of help. So apparently Iceman has been making fucking freezing clones of himself, but literally like snowmen.
Snowmen, yeah.
He starts meditating, and Storm's like, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm trying to fucking
concentrate
bitch. Here, bitch. Get off my dick.
Yeah. And she's like, concentrating for what? And then for my fucking ice army.
Which we got a little piece of this from the Bendis run when the future Iceman came.
Yes.
And he was like a fucking mage. He was
which
like
was
a,
dope, dude. Yeah.
And he had his own. He had big, fucking, like glacier type.
Yes. More monsters. Bigger. Yes. And granted, they were mindless, but he was able to control them.
I do like how they went back to that.
Yes, though. Me too, dude. Very so cool. Now at a time when they need it. Iceman fucking busts out the only trick he has in his fucking deck. It goes back to Wolverine, Old Man Logan, and Young Jean Grey, and she's trying to talk him into, like, we need to help out the fucking X-Men. I think they need our help right now. And he feels guilty. He's like, no.
Like, he's having that problem because the only thing he knows is to kill X-Men.
And he's like, in my world, I killed all you guys. I know if you guys stick around with me long enough. Even the way he draws, I love fucking Roberto Ramos.
Yeah, dude. He's
like, even beast. Though... It might, you guys are still the X-Men, and I love you guys, but I don't want to be close to you guys because I know I'm going to kill you guys.
I'll eventually have to kill you. Yeah. So Wolverine's having a big problem with that, and she's still trying to get him to do it. There's a lot of really...
Yes.
Kind of, I don't want to... What do you want
to... Tension.
Like...
Kind of.
Sexual tension?
Kind of.
I get this feeling.
It's kind of, it's both of them. And that's, again, I like their... Oh, how bad is it, dude? I mean, Professor X was ready to bang her. She was fucking 12 years old.
She's in college now, so she's old enough to get some Logan dick, right?
That's true, I guess.
All right.
Okay, so she's legal. So fucking
she's legal.
Okay, there you go then. So she wants to check out what he's been through, so she checks out his mind and what he's fearing or what he's worried about. And it's literally, she sees him killing the X-Men. And even though he sees that, even though they go through that, she's still able to figure out, like, you know, or talk him into, like, you know, I'm sorry you had it so bad, but we can change what happens, like, tomorrow, dude. And again,
and more tension. And you know what? He says, it's my destiny to kill you guys.
His, yeah.
And it's pretty much half the comic with Wolverine trying to get out of this situation.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to be there, which I can't. hate on him either, dude. It goes back to now Limbo again, just Iceman army fucking fighting off these Limbo fucking creatures. It's cool because we get introduced to a new character, and she's literally a new character. She's one of the survivors. It's a young little girl. She's about to get attacked by one of the creatures, and she to save her parents, and they're refugees, literally. She's like, she yells, and she says something, and it's something Arabic.
Which, in the language,
in her language, stop. She says, stop. And her mutant ability is to control
beasts,
creatures, or hell, or like, what the fuck are her abilities? But it was just really cool.
Good fucking thing to have on this fight.
Yeah, so it was cool to have, like you said, dude. Out of the blue, that's what they needed. And goes back to Wolverine and Jean Grey, which is, I guess she calls herself, Marvel Girl again. And it's Old Man Logan.
Well, I do like the fact that she put in, like, You know, you're I'm destined, not Phoenix. Yeah, I'm not Phoenix. I'm not. You're destined not to kill us, but I'm destined not to die.
Yeah.
So we were writing our own.
Exactly. Nice way you put that, dude. Yeah.
So.
And she chews him out. She's been like, you know, stop being a little fucking bitch, dude. Let's change our fate. Let's do it now. And then he puts it out. He's like, I could never say no to you. All you gotta do is say, eat me up, take me from behind, and yes. I'm done. So she talks him into it, and they decide to go out to save the X-Men. Which is cool, dude. I love this title because literally when they need it the most, it's the X-Men always fucking coming together, dude.
Yeah, they're always down, and they find a way to win.
Even when they hate each other, like, you know, not the AVX, but I think it was AVX, dude. But even when they hate each other as X-Men, as mutants, they're like, fuck, all right. Just this one time, once this battle is over, I'm going to hate you again.
Right, right,
but it's
right.
Like, all right, back to old school, they're fighting, which is cool.
And Storm gets knocked out in this, and she keeps seeing these visions of Professor Xavier. X, yeah. And
he keeps telling her...
Get up and fight.
Encouraging her, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they send the Sentinel to go pick up fucking Wolverine and...
with the little Cerebro they gave young Jean Grey. She uses it, and it's like... All right, teleport fucking the Sentinel. Get her out of here, Cerebro.
And they take him to the fight.
And once they get there, they go to work, dude.
So
I liked it a lot.
It was really good. I liked
that's
it a lot.
That's a total fucking X-Men fucking title, and I loved it, dude.
Yeah.
Book of the week for sure, but I think there was one I loved slightly more than this one, dude.
Yeah, I like the direction this is going.
We're going to hit right now, dude, is going to be Daredevil number one, dude. This one is fucking great, dude. It's, okay.
It's a different writer, so it's not Mark Waid.
Oh, it's not Mark Waid or Chris Samnee anymore.
It's Charles Soule.
Charles Soule, first of all, great.
Wow.
How he was going to attack this character, didn't know. Ron Garney is the artist as well. Now, before we get into... The story, the art, first of all.
Real gritty.
Gritty.
But not as bad as, not gritty as Magneto.
No, but.
It works.
I read some more noir. And I don't want to say noir. I just want to say darker.
Yes.
Like darker. Like
the art, and the not, colors.
Not like old school style, yes. Mm-hmm. And the colors is going to be Matt Mila.
Yeah.
And I want to give him props because just the tone of it. And well, even the tone of the writing.
His D&D?
I didn't like. I hated. Okay, when I saw the cut snips of like, this is what his new costume is going to look like. It fucking worked.
It works.
It works. So it literally starts off with, I'm Matt Murdock.
Diving. Fucking
and he's diving head first, dude. I love that. I put it on Instagram. And it's literally Matt Murdock, Daredevil, going to the lake to save a thug, for the most part.
Informant.
An informant.
There we find out later in the books. And then on top of this bridge... That he just went headfirst into is a shitload of gang guys.
Yeah, it's like the Daredevil just went after him. Well, he's probably dead by now. Nah, we better make sure he's dead. Nah, he's dead. A bunch of fucking thug gangsters, pretty much.
Well, they're real thorough because, you know, if we go back and this guy pulls up, we're going to be dead. So they stay
there.
Let's
double check.
So they stay there looking over the bridge.
And they say, boss is knock. Excuse me, boss is not gonna like it.
No. And then Daredevil and Water don't go well.
Okay, very true. But tell me that fucking panel doesn't look fucking sick.
Yeah, it's...
Okay, again, the art, the writing, it looks very Frank Miller-ish on... Oh, fucking, when he used to do Daredevil, dude, was sick. It has that vibe. I love it. So he's underwater. He's literally shooting his fucking bow like, fuck, my power sucks, my sonar sucks underwater. He's like, I know there's a lot of fucking cars... You know, that have been pushed in here. He's looking for one. He's like, fuck, mud. And he's literally taking blind shots. Like,
while he's holding his breath.
So he finally, while he's holding his breath, he finally hears a bing. He's like, oh, there you go. I hit a car. With that, his sonar goes off. His radar goes off. He's able to find a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Goes swimming to that right away. Cuts the fucking, literally the cement blocks off his fucking feet because they want to kill homeboy straight up. Slices it, fucking takes a homeboy up for air. I love the art, dude.
Yeah, they did this reddish dark.
Yeah, and then his costume. Okay, you're right. The background, everything, the color red, and his darker costume now with it, it blends so well, dude.
Really well. And so he saves the guy, and he's like, you know what? We need to go. Fuck! And I'm gonna go up there and take care of these fucking guys.
He's like, no, let's get out of here. They won't know we're alive. We've been down here for like fucking 25 minutes. They think we drowned.
It's like, no, bitch. I don't do that.
I gotta go to work.
And he just fucking smashes these guys. Like, he looks like a fucking beast.
He really does, though, dude. He's got fucking his hands ready to fucking beat some ass, dude.
So he makes really short work of these guys.
Well, not really, dude. He talks to himself about it. His inner monologue is like, shit, these guys have been trained.
Oh, yeah, I forgot, my bad.
And then he ends up getting shot, and he's like, fuck, it must be, you know, from holding my air or being in the water. Like, I should not have got pegged like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, oh, fuck. And, you know, one of the guys points a gun at him. He's like, yeah, I'm going to fucking kill you now.
So, actually, no. And
we see new guy attacking, which is very new in the Daredevil world. He's back in New York, by the way. He was in San Francisco prior Mark Waid run. He's back in New York now, but we'll go into that in a bit. He gets saved by a new character. His code name is Blindside.
And he's invisible, pretty much. His suit's invisible.
Pretty much, yeah.
And he takes care of the rest of these guys pretty good. We see that.
But I love how... Yeah, in the one panel, it's literally these guys, like, going flying, taking punches, kicks. But then he's like, damn, look at him go. And, like, Daredevil can see him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's so fast that Daredevil, you know, it's a blip on his radar.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to stop the gang.
Kick the shit out of those guys. And
I love that art, dude.
This is pretty much Daredevil's trainee.
Mm.
He's training him to be a fighter. He looks pretty cool too. I like his outfit.
Costume, dude. Yeah.
So his, you know, he's all like, "What took you so damn long?" He goes, "Well, I need batteries for my fucking suit."
And he's like, "You fuck. That's a fucking shitty excuse." He's like, "No. Unlike me, like my outfit like takes work. Like it takes a lot out of me." He's like, "Bitch. Like mine doesn't."
His outfit has weird. It's like a face in the front.
Okay. No. That's not his outfit. Now that's his regular clothes.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
It'll go into it in a bit. Cause
okay.
Okay. Anyways, we'll go into that. So anyways. After this, he's like, all right, your training starts still. He's like, dude, I need some sleep. He's like, nope, you're not going to get any sleep until you get your training done. So Daredevil, like you said, is training him, but he's trying to, like, train him fucking hard.
Yeah.
So he takes him to one place where it's like, okay, if you're this tired, I need to fix my stitches anyways. I need to fucking stitch myself up, pull out some fucking broken teeth, and you can crash out here. But it happens to be his best friend's house, which his best friend doesn't seem so happy about.
It seems weird. Like, Foggy really seems like a dick in this comic book. Okay. Like, he's pissed off. He's over it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Now, okay, I love Foggy Nelson. I get it because Daredevil said, okay, let's pretend you fucking died in New York. We're going to move you to San Francisco. Everything's going to be fine. They found out Daredevil's out in Frisco, so he's fucked. And Foggy Nelson feels... In my honest opinion, it feels like Foggy Nelson feels like you made me kill my quote-unquote, make me look like I'm dead. I'm still alive. Nobody knows I'm alive. I can't talk to anybody. He kind of feels like he's locked away because you're trying to protect me, but I have no life because of you anymore.
Well, I mean...
So the resentment's there for sure.
It is, but it wasn't in Wade's run. Like, I didn't feel... I didn't read that much. Maybe it was there?
It was there. Oh, okay. It was definitely there. So, okay. So now that... Charles was bringing it out. I like it.
Because,
again, that would suck for any friend to do that. And for Daredevil, Matt Murdock to say, like, the whole time, I did it for you. He's like, no, dick, you did it for yourself. Which, again, your best friend should be able to tell you that.
Yeah. So, I mean, they have their argument, you know, this fucking...
It sounds like we're arguing right at the end. But no, it's true, though.
This fucking loser sleeping on the couch, getting the fuck out of my house.
Who the fuck is this kid, yeah.
And it's like, just, you know... Foggy, go get laid or something, all right? I'll get you...
He can't. Nobody knows he's alive.
We'll bring you some hookers.
So it's kind of cool because now it also goes into where Matt Murdock's new office is. I like his new office.
It's in like
the panel play is awesome. First of all, that panel. It's looking down from an elevator shaft and right over his desk.
Yes, he has the deep, deep down fucking office.
Yeah. His stapler, he's got...
Well, he said it's good because I'm blind. I can't see out
the I can't look out the window. I don't need a fucking window view. Why would they put me there?
And then we get Ellen King.
Yeah.
And she's giving him shit, right?
Yeah, she is. She's bitching about him for something. She's like... Yeah, and again, that's the conversation we had. Like, you know, I don't need a fucking office.
Well, he's changed his lawyer. He's not
He's not a lawyer anymore. He's a prosecutor.
Prosecutor.
So now coming back to... I mean, when he left, they said, you can never be a lawyer in here ever again.
Mm-hmm.
So he was defending people before. Now... He is fucking convicting people. Convicting. Like, no, you're fucking guilty, and I'm going to go after him.
I'm going to go after him.
I like it already, that dark...
Yeah, totally twist.
Yeah.
really good.
Especially anyone who's used to seeing Daredevil, like, well, I want to do, you know, during the day, I'm going to put on a nice smile and defend you, but at night, I'm going to find out information to protect you. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, no, I'm the judge, jury, and executioner type of deal, dude.
It's very cool. So he has his little thing with the woman. And then they get
one of his clients.
Well, the client he saved.
He saved, yes.
And he's a total dick to him. He's like, you know what? Fuck you. You're going to go on the stand. Because if you don't get on the fucking stand, I'm going to fuck you up or some shit like that. Yeah. Right?
And Matt Murdock tells him straight up, dude. Like, he's like, no, dick. Like, you can do it your way or we can do it my way.
Right.
Either way, you're going to fucking die.
Either way, you're going on that stand. So he goes on the stand.
The panels, the art, everything. Dark, very cool.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Nice vibe, nice style, dude.
So he gets him on the stand, and we go to Chinatown, where those thugs were trying to stop this guy from going on the stand.
And the gang leader, I guess, name is Tenfinger.
Yeah.
And I didn't quite get what it was, but you saw tattoos earlier on, the first few pages of tattoos. They have, like, fingers on their necks and hands and shit like that.
And I guess they lose their fingers if they go bad.
No, they lose fingers if they do good.
Oh, yeah.
Which is weird.
Because he's all like, if you succeeded, I would have only taken 3 fingers.
Yeah. But now I don't want any of your fingers. It's like, no, I'll chop it off right now, man. I'll give you fucking an extra 4.
It's weird.
Yeah, weird already, dude. Now, it ends very cool or on an interesting cliffhanger because he's like, okay, we know where he's at. We know where the rat's at. Kill the fucking rat in the courtroom. I don't give a fuck. Kill him. And while you're at it, kill his fucking prosecutor, too.
Yeah.
And he's like, can you handle that? And his right-hand man right behind him looks like it's
Homeboy.
It is Blind Homeboy Spot. Straight up, dude. It's Blind Spot, dude. So, number one, first of all, the dark vibe. I fucking love.
Yeah, it's good.
It doesn't feel like Frank Miller. It looks like Frank Miller art. It might, you know what, kind? Not yet Frank Miller writing. It definitely looks like Frank Miller art, which I love. Frank Miller writing, when he was writing it, was more gritty and more of, fuck, like, you know, I don't know.
Maybe they couldn't get away with Marvel.
Well, you know what, too? But it's Charles Soule. Now, I like Charles Soule because he's an actual lawyer.
Oh, that's true.
So, like, that he's bringing some background, like, the legality side of, you know, prosecuting and, you know, being a lawyer and prosecutor is what's going to be cool, what he does with it. But he can write fucking comics, too.
It's good.
So I like it. It was book of the week. Extraordinary X-Men was fucking up there too. Robin War was a fucking up there, dude.
Good books this week.
I liked it a lot, but again, the art, the colors on this one was a big fucking help. So Matt Mila did fucking great on the colors.
Good job.
It was a really like pinkish red vibe, but it worked. Dark, dude.
Right? It worked.
I liked it. All right, dude. So Mr. Aiello, dude, we fucking loved it. I fucking dug the fuck out of it. If you liked it or didn't like it, let us know. Listeners, let us know, dude. You guys can find my boy Adam.
Ram the Beaner on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes, you guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter. You guys can find me at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. You guys can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, subscribe to the podcast, share us, rate us, like us, whatever. Like us on Facebook on Comic Syndicate?
Yes.
You guys can download us on nerdbung.com, wickedradionetwork.com, and renegaderadionetwork.com.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We don't know if we went long or not, but that was fucking a lot of fun.
It's good times.
That was a lot of comic talk, dude. I want to fucking talk about Daredevil more, dude.
We'll probably get an issue 2 in a couple weeks with Marvel ones.
All right, cool. Yeah, it feels like it, right? Yeah. All right, cool, dude. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Share the podcast and keep on shooting. Shout out to us. We'll see what we can do from there.
All righty. We'll see you guys next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Peace out.